not
bourbon.
No, not drinking my brews straight away. And I didn't realise that, this is so silly, I didn't realise that it was an option to leave it to cool down.
You would just sip it and like have a burnt tongue, a burnt...
We'd just be drinking it. My dad drinks his tea piping hot. I'm so tired, my eyes are closed, and I literally had to close my eyes every wee second to have a rest. I'm all talking to you, so I just need a wee bit of a rest.
Are you all right?
I'm fucking knackered.
Are you?
My dad would drink his, still does, drink a piping hot straight out of the kettle. And then I was like, that's the way you're supposed to drink it. And
straight out of the kettle? Because he like put the tea bag in his mouth and then...
He makes it in his mouth.
As soon as it pops.
But that's when I was, only after meeting you, and you were like, oh, leave it for a minute, that's all. Oh my God, that is an option to let it cool down.
Were you like, I need to stick with him, he's a genius.
This guy is going places. Like Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Our sponsors this week, again, are...
Is that you going straight in?
You do this every time. As if what?
Fiona, they love hearing stuff like that.
What?
Off the cuff.
Are you going straight in?
We're getting a wee bit
I'm going to go through my grocery list before we start.
I have a present I'd like to give you before we start, because you finished Sunnyside
Up. Oh, not on that note of me shouting at you.
I know. Because we did Sunnyside Up, or because you did it, obviously you did 99% of the work. Congratulations, well done.
It's a baby. It's another baby.
What?
It's the NI Travel newspaper.
Are you not delighted?
Yeah, it was. Isn't that the no travel newspaper? Remember last week?
I know. We still didn't get that newspaper that was left in the Lyric.
And I Travel News did leave a paper for us in the Lyric for me to bring home, because there's a brand new edition out for April and May.
Sorry. Did I knock it off? No.
And it didn't arrive. Bet you those guys in Lyric got their filthy hands on it.
Yeah, that's what's happened. They're like, I bet you this is a pound. I'm going to keep it.
This is
not knowing that it's free and available from your local airport.
Yeah.
From Ground Espresso, which is where we got that. Ground Espresso and Portadown.
We did actually call in to Ground Espresso Portadown and get it, which is on the water. Ground Espresso Portadown, gorgeous. It's
lovely,
on the water.
Lovely.
And like, you don't often hear people say gorgeous and Portadown in the same sentence. But
not at all.
And I mean it.
Yeah.
That was a nice time. You don't have to get your information from the actual handheld copy. There's an, I want to say e-zine. Are people saying it e-zine?
E-zine.
The e-zine comes every Thursday into your emails, obviously, where e-zines live. E-zine, I'm never going to get it. I'm like past it. I'm an elder millennial. I'm not going to get the new internet words.
Yeah, you're too far gone.
This includes the week's biggest local and international news, fun blog pieces, and monthly competitions. Yeah, we love NI Travel News. Have we done a podcast since you came back from Malta?
No, I'm only back 3 days.
Okay. You went as an NI Travel News representative to Malta.
On behalf of the Irish Tourist Board. It was... Fun, Dobby Dozy. Best time ever.
Sean genuinely has not stopped trying to get me to move to Malta since he came home. And Bonjo, I mean actually.
Genuinely, even this podcast, I'm like, we'll be all right. Nobody needs it.
We could do it from Malta.
Do it from Malta. We easily could do it from Malta. Justin, you ever been to Malta?
I'd fight the life to get over to Malta. So
we will fly you over every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
That's just my wages then.
Every Monday.
You sleep on our patio.
It's a 4-hour flight. Yeah. But you absolutely loved Malta.
I loved it.
Do you know what you rang me one day and you went, it's so safe, as if A, you were expecting it not to be, or B, you're used to feeling scared.
I know, but you know when you go somewhere and like people are just a wee bit dodgy looking, you know, like you said Portadown there, you know, for a start, but even further afield when you go to the likes of, now I was going to say Turkey, I've never been to Turkey.
And I have. It's nice.
It's nice.
I mean, too many cats.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Catholics.
Well, cats are Protestant.
How do you know?
Just
their eyes.
Well, they keep themselves to themselves, don't they?
That's where they put their toaster.
They didn't work on a Sunday.
Very true. I forget what you asked me, but I loved it.
You loved Malta. I had a good time. You have genuinely been trying to get us to like... It started off, this is the conversation. This is an example of how our conversations go. To begin with, Sean was like, we're moving to Malta. And then 15 months into the conversation, when I shut that down, you were like, we're going to buy a holiday home in Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go like every... We've won a comedy club there and we'll go there regularly. 15 minutes into that conversation, I jumped that down and you were like, okay, let's get a caravan. 10 minutes after that, we agreed that you could buy an extension to our tent.
Yeah, like an extra living room for our tent.
You were through the conversation, you were like, I'm going to convince her to relocate our family. And at the end of it, you got yourself a bit of waterproof material.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
I mean, it's realistic, but you live in the clouds.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Well,
now, I'm not overly happy about life, so probably like if I was happy, if I was like buzzing every day and you're like, leave wee Jarlath alone, his head's in the clouds,
right,
you'd be like, I'd love to be Jarlath. But if you're sad all the time and your head's in the clouds, you're like, get your head out of the clouds, mate.
Are you saying that you're somewhere in the middle of those two people?
No, I'm just not very happy a lot of the time. Not you know what I mean, not happy. More not fulfilled.
Aye, that's what it is. You're not very fulfilled. We've been having loads of in-depth discussions this week trying to figure out your future, haven't we? Because you don't know what it holds.
We're no further on.
We've been having the conversation for about 7 years.
I know. I had a crossroads twice a year, don't I, with stand-up?
Yeah.
And then I end up just continuing to do stand-up, even though my heart's not as much in it as it used to be.
You're in an abusive relationship
with stand-up.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it won't really let you leave, but it's not really giving you much. But
I wrote a joke an hour ago. Normally I wouldn't tell my jokes and I would keep them like close to my chest, but I may never gig ever again, so I'm going to tell you my joke. Right. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Signs you're in a toxic relationship. Number one, he's wearing a Hamzat suit.
Do you mean a hazmat?
Yeah.
Hamzat.
Got that. That's a religion or something, is it? Fuck's sake. One of the many reasons why I'm not doing stand-up at the minute.
No, like,
I'm too tired.
No, but seriously, that's weird that you would joke about a toxic relationship.
Why?
Because I just said 2 seconds ago, you're in a toxic relationship.
That's what made me think of that joke.
Can I say the thing that we were talking about last night about therapy?
You said, say anything right. You want on this podcast.
We were talking last night about how you should definitely go to therapy. And we were talking about, but then you were saying that you felt like you wouldn't be able to articulate to a therapist what it is that's like making you feel unfulfilled or confused about life, or you don't really know how to articulate to them, and you wouldn't really feel like you'd be able to actually tell them about yourself and who you are because you wouldn't be able to find the words. And then you were like, you should do it as an amazing, I should like contact a therapist and tell them all about you and then like set you guys up. And then I was all to you, the first thing the therapist would do when they meet with you and go, well, she's the problem. She's your controlling wife has just came on here and told me all about you. And you'd be like, it was my idea. And they'd be like, I don't think it was, son. They'd never believe that you orchestrated that. I would be like, it would look like I was like, do you like a ma dragging a child down to the principal's office to like tell them what you've done?
Will you pull my mate?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It would look
like that.
I know.
But I've had therapists in the past and I just am unable to express exactly what I need help with or what I need fixed.
Well, I fixed you yesterday. No, I didn't. I got to the bottom of your problems and it was that you don't feel anything, because I regularly say you're dead inside. As a wee joke and all, but you are. You don't feel any of your emotions. You don't feel, like, you never get really excited. You never get really angry. You never get really sad. You never get really happy. Yeah. Nothing excites you as well as nothing upsets you that much. Like, there's loads of times that I think you should have cried. You've a lot to cry about and you don't cry.
I just flatline through life, don't I?
I'm
just a straight line. Thank you. My son made me this mug I'm going to spill it all over myself. When he was in primary 5, he's 20 now. It's class, it's lasted this long, isn't it? It's crazy. The amount of mugs that we've had that have bit the dirt.
We keep the ones that mean something. Obviously.
Exactly.
Like this one, World's Best Boss.
World's Best Boss.
Yeah, so I think I have just, I have figured out what your problem is. But then from that, I'm like, nah, I don't know how to fix that.
I think a therapist is watching this right now, like someone in Royal Rumble who's desperate to just get out there, and they're rubbing their hands and they're like, oh, just let me at him. This is a gold mine. There's 2 years of this here.
No, but you know what's probably gonna happen is that we always talk about how like you need to, well, we need to fix these things and help you, and like you probably need a therapist and all that. Like, and they're probably watching it going, she's the fucker that needs a fucking therapist. Yeah. Projecting everything onto him.
Yeah, or it could be one of those things where they're just like, here, you're a lost cause, mate. You can't be fixed, you're too far gone.
I think therapy should be free for everybody.
Childcare first, though.
It's
more important.
Childcare first. What else do we need to be free?
Free holidays. Condoms. Free condoms.
Condoms are free.
If you go into the family planning drawer? Center.
Oh.
The family drawer. Just next to wee Lucy's crayons. Just.
I thought you meant.
They're like, your dad's Johnny's, love.
Do you know, like your dad or somebody might have a drawer?
No.
I don't know why I said that either. Like,
what's going to be on, like football magazines and.
Well, condoms.
Condoms. The condom drawer.
I find it mad when old men are using condoms.
Mm. But then they can still get somebody pregnant, can't they?
Yeah, but most of them should have the snip by then.
No, why about that?
STDs. Pardon?
STDs.
Oh, STDs. Oh, why? That's still a thing? People still doing that?
I don't know.
Are people still doing STDs and nightclubs? Like, do they exist?
That's what you asked earlier. Like, do nightclubs still exist?
Do nightclubs still exist?
That's like the first sign that you're too old now.
No, but I genuinely don't think I think it's a dying thing.
I know.
Do you go to nightclubs?
I haven't been to one in about 4 years.
There's no such thing.
Do you know that one exists somewhere? Like, are there places where people are going in and just dancing? And it's not like a bar with live music. I mean, a nightclub. Because whenever I was like 18, 19, 20, 21 sort of age group, I would have like been at nightclubs all the time. And now I'm like, where are they?
I know.
All I know now is that like a bar might have like music on and people like might get up at their table, but you're going to sit down after a while. But there's like a dance floor.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I'm sure there has to be. But then all the ones from when we were growing up, they've all like closed down now, aren't they? They're all derelict or there's something else in its place now.
So what I mean, that's why. So they're all like Pilates, reformer classes and stuff. They're not nightclubs anymore.
Yeah. Plus, were they not almost like a way of like going, how can we get underage kids in here to drink, but not necessarily in the bar?
Aye.
And they're like, let's stick a bit of music on and just be like, it's dark in there.
There was a nightclub.
Hard to see their IDs.
There was a couple of nightclubs in Derry that did not give a shit what name age you were.
Name and shame, the bastards.
Waterloo was one of them.
Waterloo.
We used to go there all the time. I remember going in at about 13 years old and this nightclub, right, with all my friends.
Uniform still on.
And literally the bouncer going, he's out to spend your first communion money, girls. And you were all,
go on ahead. And then slaps you in the hole.
Away you go. And you were like, you
disgraceful.
Actually know I am a child. And everyone in there was pint of Smirnoff Ice. That's what you got on draft.
First red flag. Mm-hmm. Pint of Smirnoff Ice.
Well, the first red flag was the middle-aged man letting you in after letting you know you were spending your first communion money.
True.
And like that was like the norm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you were going out that age. And even, like, I think back to the blatant lies I told my man and dad at that age. You'd come downstairs, money skirt, butterfly top, pair of wedges on, and they're like, where are you going? You're all cinema.
Now, whoa, what's a butterfly top?
It's like such an early 2000s reference. Just like a boob tube that sort of looked like a butterfly.
Right.
I think.
Right. Butterfly you said top. You invented the jean skirt, didn't you?
Trouser skirt.
You invented that?
Yeah.
Fair play.
I done a sketch of the trouser skirt on my sketch pad, obviously.
Of course. Where else? Fucking Banksy's going to do it.
Yeah.
Trouser skirt in the wall, is he?
I done it in my sketch pad. But they had fair enough, other designs, which they didn't go for.
Yeah.
And I remembered sketching it one summer and then got into Tamagirl a couple of weeks later and they had started trouser skirts and I remember having a light bulb moment when I drew that trouser skirt going, that's quite a nice thing. And then it became a big fashionable thing. Everyone was wearing trouser skirts. I spent that whole summer livid.
The whole summer?
Aye.
Your legs freezing?
They didn't go for it. There was nothing else worthwhile in there, but I fucking did. I swear to God, I was like 10 years old.
There's a Liverpool song and it's about Mo Salah and it's Mo Salah, Mo Salah. Running down the wing, I wrote that. On my life, I fucking wrote that.
But how
and
did
I,
you? How
I
do
posted
you,
it on Twitter before it was ever a thing, and somebody.
Well, how would I have known the tune if you posted it on Twitter?
Because I said to the tune of.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
To the tune of what?
Or whatever the song is. The song Hope, Sit Down. That is, sit down next to
it's
me.
It's a wee bit like
sad. It's very sad.
To go, here's my song to the chin of.
I know.
It's really important.
But imagine being a football supporter and all the fans are like in a big fan park in a cup final singing a song that you came up with.
Aye.
Something about that.
Wearing trousers skirt your wife designed.
Yeah.
Aye.
There's no money in it though.
We've been robbed.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have been like fully robbed of like, do you reckon the person who like probably did invent the Post-it and somebody else nicked the idea? Do you know what I mean? I'm sure that's happened many times.
Like they even wrote the idea on a Post-it and then somebody just took it and goes, make sense. Fuck, I was sticky.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a, what do you think has been the best invention of modern times?
Come back to me.
You regularly be like, this is going to be the future. This is what we're going to have. This is going to change lives.
Oh, yeah.
The air fryer.
The air fryer.
The air fryer is a good one.
Has halved your time and also made cooking possible for teenage boys.
Exactly.
I'd have starved to death by now if it didn't exist.
Yeah. So if in doubt, so put would it in the air fryer.
So would Tom, your youngest of the first three, actually the middle child, he can cook his dinners now because he can use the air fryer. Whereas if you had to figure out our IKEA oven, you'd be there for a while.
Yeah, takes 3 days to warm up.
Yeah, that's a good thing why we have the air fryer. Yeah. So yeah, I've just finished Sunny Side Up. Thanks for my gift for that.
Yeah,
I had my last show on Saturday night.
A gift money can't buy, because it's free.
Is it free?
And I travel news. Come
oh, I
on.
Obviously, yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. The bag wasn't free. It was from our child's present.
It was a hand-me-down. Hand-me-up, if it was from our child.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well done. Back in the comedy game. best invention of all time, the fire stick.
Sorry, I was definitely going to move on and talk about something I said up there, but that's fine.
No, fire stick.
I think the fire stick is shite.
I know, because you don't watch football. Through the Sky Sports app, £49 a month.
No, because, yeah. But we've had loads of fire sticks, have we not? Every time I look, there's a new fire stick.
There's no harm in that.
And so what are they, do they break easily or something?
No, we don't have, it's not every time you look there's a new fire stick. We've had about three.
No, we haven't.
In 12 years.
No, we haven't.
We have. Now we've had a fire box. And then we've had loads of other boxes, like an Android box. And
I think there's too many options. Shit. That's the problem with this world. There's too many options.
I know, but you don't even know how to turn the TV on.
I can turn the TV on, just not the Sky.
But there's a remote that says Sky. And you press the power button the same as you did with the TV.
I can obviously get the Sky on, right? But I'll tell you what, I do just hit buttons. And then it comes on eventually. Like, it comes on. I get it on.
Do you know what the owner
but
does?
But I don't know.
Drives me through the fucking wall.
Oh, is it the hands in the cereal?
No.
That's just another thing.
There's about 12 things, right? Mm-hmm. But one of them, right? The owner takes the remote control from her room, brings it into a different room, turns it upside down and puts it down on like the countertop or something in the kitchen on like buttons down.
Right, but that is a byproduct of me doing something else. I don't lift the remote and go, I think I'll walk into the utility room and leave this in there upside down. I am lifting other shit that needs to be put in the utility room, and it happens. Do you know how often I have about 12 different things in my hands?
Do you hear yourself say that? Yeah.
No, yeah, but do you know, like, when you're walking around the house, like, but you might, like, say you left up a, like, old jammies that they need to go put in the wash, then I'll walk out the washing machine to put them in the wash, and then beside the washing machine is a recycling, and I realise that needs to put out, and I'll go and put out in the recycling, and then I'll see the winter's bike, and I'll realise, oh, and I need to put that back under the stairs, and I'll go and put that back under the stairs, and when I'm under there I'll be like, oh, this needs hoovered, so then I'll hoover it quickly, and then whilst I'm hoovering I go, this needs charged, and then I'll charge it, and then I'm actually putting the utility room beside the, so, and it's just one thing leads to another. That remote might be on that journey with me, and then I'll just put it down wherever I am along the way.
We're going to have to pay £100 to clip that and fucking subtitle it. Holy shit.
Be there for a few weeks, man.
That was...
This is like a Kevin Bridges bit. That, yeah.
Yeah. There's just like... There's just one... There's
and then you end up by going, I'm the scat man. Yeah. Fucking hell, that was 100 mile an hour.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like that song, put the box into the car, drive the car around the world or whatever. Is it Brian Kennedy or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what that is.
Put the message in the box.
Message in the bottle?
Put, nope.
Message.
That's message in a bottle. Genie in a bottle.
Right, okay. Well, here, we had a date night last night. Me and Johnny
Sunny
both.
Side up.
No.
Let's keep going. <No. back.
laughs> We went to see Kev McAleer.
Yeah.
I was walking, and we walked in to Whatley Hall, and we met up with Johnny Bo. He was there, and you went to the toilet, and I was standing with Johnny, and this man goes to me, "Are you the girl?" And I went, "Yeah."
Is that not a Kevin McAleer bit?
No.
It is. Obviously, this happened to you. I'm not saying you're stealing material here for the sake of our podcast. I'm just saying he did it something that was almost exactly like that.
Last night?
He goes, "You're your man."
Oh, I did. Yeah. Well, would you listen to what I'm about to say?
Yes.
He goes, "You're the he stumbled through it. You're the girl?" And I was like, "Aye." And he's all, "You're the girl. You're her who does the comedy." And I says, "Aye." He goes, "Nulla."
Nulla McKeever.
I went, "McKeever." He went, "Aye, you're Nulla McKeever." And I went, "I am half her age." And then he went, "You are her double." And I was all, "I am not." That's not mad, isn't it?
Yeah, not a bit.
And he's like, but I'm standing there all, "Yes, I'm the girl." He was like, "Nulla."
And then we went for dinner too. And somebody came out and goes, what did they say? A member of staff came out.
Aye.
And they says, I've told everybody you're here. So if
they're all going to come out and look at you.
They're all going to come out and look at you. And, you know, just so you know.
Like it's a fish tank.
And then somebody else came out and pretty much said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Why?
Well,
look and move on.
That's harmless. Look and move on. That's harmless. But I'm now Nulla McKeever.
You're now Nulla McKeever.
But that's like being, that's like someone going over to Carl Frampton and being all, "You're the boxer fella, aren't you? Aye, you're the guy who does all the boxing. Paddy Barnes." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
It's like it's that. Mad, isn't it? Yeah. So silly. But yeah. Do you know what I find weird? Johnny Bo said he had a spare ticket, but when we sat together, there was only 3 seats. So who's a fucking liar? You know what I mean?
His seats were unreserved.
Ian Thompson messaged me today and he says, I'm going to read out what he said. It was something like, he's fighting Johnny Bowen, the comedian's boxing, which we'll have to talk a wee bit about as well. But
I've got Johnny Bow for a roast bottle in the pub.
We were talking about that last night. If anyone drops out, please give me a shout about that.
Oh, yeah.
And
look,
I will
come, forgiven, you know?
Come back from the dead.
I'm sure he'll boot me off for you, you know.
Ian Thompson says you could really feel the tension in the room between me and Johnny last night, eh? Every time I looked in your direction, it was obvious he was shitting himself. The fight's still 11 weeks away, but I've obviously got into his head already. Because Ian was obviously there with his mate. They went off and sat on their own, but that's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Kevin McAleer was brilliant, but wasn't he?
Yeah, he was class. It's weird how, like, and touching on Sunny Side Up as well, that, like, that's two things that I've seen in the past maybe 10 days that just are so inspiring. And I says to you on the way home last night, I was like, we need to get out more and see more live shit. Like, we really do. Like, you would listen to a band on Spotify or whatever and you're all, they're all right. And then you come across them live.
Yeah.
And they're phenomenal. And you just appreciate so much the work that goes into it.
Anything live is obviously a million times better, especially stand up, you know.
Like, I watch someone play the guitar and you're like, how does your brain work that hard?
I know.
And you just go bing diddling and then up here, you're like moving down, but you're not just moving up and down. You're putting them in different, your finger in
sure
unnatural
like driving
positions.
Eventually. Like it just becomes like second nature. Mm. Do you know what I mean? The more you do it, but you have to be learning music from you're really young.
Yeah, you really have to. You have to learn everything when you're really young. I can't maintain information, I was going to say, which proves my point entirely.
Yeah, you can't contain it?
No.
No.
No. I can't.
You can't.
Retain. Information.
Oh, that is a real relief. I was going to be fuming there for ages if we didn't get that. Yeah. We just don't go out enough. We don't go and do enough social things. We just don't. We are always, we're not that sociable.
It's
really.
Because we have young children. That's
I know,
why.
But even before that, we didn't.
I know. We were going, like, we used to get free tickets to
everything.
Like,
I never go.
Or go and leave after like half an hour.
Well, even last night, you were happy to leave after the interval. And you were like, hey, this is class. He's brilliant. Will we go home? And I was like, but there's another half.
I know.
But you know, you were just like that. You're just like, no, I'm eager just to get back and do nothing. Go to bed.
I'd seen enough. Do you know
what I mean? Yeah.
Like he gave us more than enough. He was brilliant. Mm. He was really, really class. Like, piss yourself laughing.
He did 2:45 minutes as well, which is crazy long.
Well, no, the second half was about an hour.
It was nearly an hour.
Yeah, it was a lot
longer. You would never... it doesn't feel like that.
Not at all.
I can't imagine ever doing a show that... I mean, a play, yes, but not a stand-up show that long. That's wild.
But speaking of plays, Sunnyside Up was brilliant. Every single person that I'd spoke to who's seen it, all the comedians... everybody were absolutely blown away. It was phenomenal.
It was really like a lovely run to do of shows. More so, it's something obviously that's like a hard topic for a lot of people. And obviously there's a lot of sadness in the show as well.
Of course.
And I think, you know, the amount of people that have messaged me to say they just felt better after it. Or felt a wee bit cleansed, or had a cry that they enjoyed having. Do you like a good cry? When you have a good cry that makes you feel better afterwards. And or people that just felt seen. They were like, there's a lot of stuff out there about a lot of other topics, but not necessarily like infertility and like loss and stuff. So they were very, I think I had just lovely messages from people. Yeah, and it just felt like it was the right time for me to do it as well, if you know what I mean. Like it just, and I actually finished writing it before I ever got pregnant. I wanted to finish writing it before I ever got pregnant because it was like I want the outcome or the ending of this or my rewrite or second draft of this to be in any way influenced by my rose tinted glasses of my baby. Yeah. By no, it wouldn't have been. It would have been my fucking shit stained glasses after having winter. Wouldn't have been rose tinted at all.
I know.
But yeah, so no, it was really enjoyable. I'm glad to have my evenings back now for a wee while.
I know.
Until I start my stand up tour.
Which you're doing a work in progress next week.
Yes, in the Sunflower. There's plenty of tickets left for Derry, by the way, in the Millennium Forum. If anybody knows anybody from Derry, please come. The rest of it'll be pretty much sold out.
That's where you're starting, isn't it? It's one night.
Yeah.
So yeah, one opportunity.
The 3rd of May. Friday the 3rd of May. William Thompson and Emma Doran are both doing...
That's brilliant.
Warm up for it.
It'll be a class night.
It'll be great. It's very autobiographical. Starting in Derry and finishing in Belfast, which is nice.
You should have finished in Lurgan.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't...
Town Hall.
But I don't intend to finish in Lurgan. I'm going to head back to Belfast and finish there. Oh. My life. My life.
That's fine. I'll be in Malta.
You will be in Malta.
I will. 5% tax, free childcare, 24/7.
Did you say there was free transport?
Free buses.
By the way, Malta's 12 kilometres long. Did you know that?
Is it just like an island then?
Yeah.
It's like the size of a bus stop.
It's 12 kilometres by something like 8 kilometres or 10
kilometres. Tiny. Yeah. That's the tiniest place I've ever heard of.
But it was brilliant. It was brilliant. We did a...
like Lurgan to Portadown.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Only it smelled nicer. we did a leather workshop where we got to make wallets. Mm. And the wallets, like, he made similar ones. Obviously, the stitching was obviously a lot better.
Yeah.
But they were selling for 30 euro. And we all got to make one each and bring it home with us, which was class.
Yeah. Stuff like that's so good because you're like, when am I ever going to make up? Why would I ever do that? But like when you do it, you're all, this is a class thing to do.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I gave it to my son, Tom. You were allowed 3 letters. So people were getting
only
like,
3 letters?
Yeah, to like burn on like from this machine that burnt on. Like it was one of those machines that writes words on things. But you were allowed up to 3 letters because it's quite a small wallet. It's the size of like a bank card.
You have a child with 3 letters?
And I was like, boom.
I know the guy. He'll have Tom as well. Do you know what I wanted to say actually, with when I was doing Sunnyside Up? Sorry, we keep coming back to it, but there was a conversation we was keep meaning to have and we don't. There was a part in Sunnyside Up that I found sadder every time I done it, and I didn't find it as sad. I didn't mean for it to be that sad when I wrote it, and then by the end, it was the part I found the saddest. And it was a bit in it where I speak about paying for the treatment and paying for IVF treatment. And I talk about like it's like the couple who, Aaron and Stevie, who the show is about, they go to pay for their IVF treatment and they don't have enough money and they didn't realise it was going to cost as much as it did. There's all these hidden costs and they're like, splitting it between credit cards and trying to like find a way, and there's some funny wee bits in it which I think makes it sadder, and it's quite upsetting to, and as the nights went by, more and more people were relating to that and were saying, like, God, that was so sad. When she was, like, really upset that, like, she was standing there going, I have to fucking pay for this. I have to pay to be able to have a child.
And thousands.
And I can't afford it. And that stemmed from a true story. Because the first time that we went, the first time that we did IVF, we had no money.
Yeah, because we did the my operation, your operation, and the, well, what do you call the thing where it was like the, what, give you OHSS? Wasn't that all? Yeah, wasn't that all, like, there was like, whatever happened, there was like an accumulation of three or four things, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I remember, so like the very first time that we had like done an egg retrieval and an embryo transfer and all that there, and we were over in the Czech Republic and we went to pay for it. And we were told earlier that morning, like, oh, this is like the final cost, you need to pay it today when you arrive. And we were like, oh my God, this is way more than we thought it was going to be. And we literally, we decided to do IVF and we didn't have the money. We didn't have excess. We went away because it was cheaper. And the morning I was waiting on a check to come through. And it was with Ulster Bank, who I'm with. And then it came, we were literally phoned your brother, who had a key to our house. I'm like, can you please go over to our house and check if the check is there? And it was lying. They had went through our door. And we were like, can you go put it in the bank straight away? Because they're both Ulster Bank, it'll clear straight away. And it literally cleared. And I'd been waiting on that check for about a month or 2 months. And I had literally went into the bank account that morning, cleared straight away. And then we were able to just about afford the treatment. Otherwise, I don't know what we would have done.
I know.
And like, how sad to be standing there in a foreign country, having gone through hell for a few weeks physically, to stand there going, oh, we actually can't pay for all this. Like, what do they do in that circumstance?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
It's so mad to think that that's what the situation was.
So sad.
You're literally going, I'm literally selling the skids off my knickers here in order to afford this.
And luckily enough, we were in the position that we managed to scrape it. But what about people who physically can't? Like, what do you do? Do they allow you to wait till the next payday, or?
I honestly don't know. Because you think about it, right? Those clinics are obviously like amazing because they help people have babies, but they are a business and they're extortionate.
Yeah.
Like, they're so expensive. Like, the stuff they charge you for. And you're like, there's no way it costs you that much to do this. And I know it's obviously you have a specialist skill, so obviously you pay more for that. But like, it's a bit like, what's the word when you like take
you some slack? Like,
when you take the pit, it's like, what's the word when you like take the piss out of vulnerable people? Whatever it is.
Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. Do you mean it's like taking advantage of people who are in a vulnerable position?
Yeah. Were we not in the position where we could pay for it, but then they added on loads of meds?
There was loads of extra stuff. And also, which was so silly, is that we actually had quite a lot of embryos to freeze. And it costs more to freeze more embryos. So you're sitting there going, what a head fuck, because we're so delighted we have all these embryos so we can freeze them, but we can't afford to fucking freeze them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they need to pay every year for them.
Yeah, it's so shit, but
I mean, we were lucky enough that it all worked out fine, like, but I just remember that feeling being like, you know, other people don't have to pay all this money to just be able to get pregnant, you know what I mean?
Because we went over, I got the retrieval on my end, literally, then you got your retrieval, it was put together in the lab. Whatever, we went back to the hotel, you were taking, was it the meds or the frothy dudes tablets that made you have OHSS?
No, the OHSS came from ovarian hyperstimulation from the four weeks of injections.
The amount of injections, yeah.
But from producing too many eggs, maybe just 22 eggs.
Yeah.
So you think a woman's body matures one egg a month, and if it's not fertilized in your by having sex or whatever way, you pass that egg and that's your period. My body fertilized 22 eggs, which is nearly 2 years worth of egg maturing in 4 weeks. So my stomach was like huge and so sore and all the rest of it.
And then you were bedridden for
like 10 days.
And then what we should have done, which is typical us, was went to the hospital and went, here, she has severe OHSS.
Why didn't we go?
We're going to go home when you're fit to go home.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back in 2 months' time, put the embryo in, and it's highly likely that it's going
to
work.
And why did we not go to the hospital?
Because we're me and you, and
no,
we're impatient.
No, because we didn't have the money to pay for it.
Yes,
we just had enough money to pay for what they said it was going to cost for IVF. And when we got there, all that was added costs were added on. That's why we were like, fuck's sake, we don't have the extra money to pay for it. And the whole time I was sick, we were going, we'll have to pay for the healthcare here. And we were like, we don't have money to take me to hospital. We didn't go to hospital because we couldn't afford it.
Yeah, but also we were very impatient where it was like, no matter how you're feeling, we're here now.
Yeah.
Let's just put it in and see what happens.
Oh, I know that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like we should have told them, we should have told our clinic that I wasn't well, but we didn't go to like the...
contact someone and they said it was going to cost a couple of £100 for you to go to the hospital and we just didn't have it.
What's it mean? We just like, just lie here and just die in bed for 10 days.
No.
Like that's mad, isn't it? God, yeah. It feels like a lifetime ago to like...
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was like things that I included in the show of all those like real things.
One last thing though as well, it's weird because it obviously, whatever you want to call it, everything happens for a reason or whatever, but it was so sunny the whole time we were there. It was like 22 to 25 degrees maybe. Mm-hmm. We were in a lovely place, but we couldn't leave the room because you were in so much pain and you were bedridden and stuff. And then on the 10th, 11th, 12th day that we were there, it was like the final day before we go home, we literally had to get the embryo put in and then go straight to the airport. And you were in agony and stuff. We went, got it put in, but on the day that we were getting it put in, the day we were about to go home, it pissed down.
Yeah.
And because we were such big fans of The Office and we loved the name Rain for Rain Wilson,
yeah,
we were going to call that child, if it ever materialized, Rain.
Yeah.
And it obviously, we went home and they tell you to wait a couple of weeks to do a test. We did it like every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was gone almost within a couple of days.
Mm.
And just thinking back to that, it's like if we had have done that a different way and it would have worked, we then would have had this child called Rain. Then we would have only had one of the two kids we had now because we would have stopped when it was two.
Well, it would have been, I presume they're in an order. So it would have been winter.
In the strength of the embryo or how healthy it is or whatever.
Yeah.
So we probably would have had Rain being the older brother or sister.
I know.
And then Winter being the youngest. And then no Rocky.
It blows my mind too how like we could have put Winter and Rocky in at the same time. And they would have been twins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's wild.
It's mind blown.
Because you can orchestrate it. Like you can orchestrate twins.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be identical, obviously, because they're two different embryos. But like, isn't that such a mad thing that you can do?
Mad.
And I said to you today, too, I feel like someday there'll be like a study done and it'll come out and they'll be like, all IVF babies have a third eyeball heading up their arse or, you know, something random. And it's going to be like, he's...
Definitely not that, but yeah.
Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like they've all got some sort of mad defect or some sort of sixth sense.
They can see shit. Yeah. But thanks.
Well done.
But yeah, it's a... Because I'm so proud of myself in that wee joke that I forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, it was good.
But yeah.
That got me. So
I saw a thing online I want us to try.
Oh shit.
Right.
Pornhub?
No, by the way, actually 45 minutes before we did this podcast, Sean actually ripped my clothes off and I'd love to say that was in a sexual way, but my jumper had a hole in it because I caught it on the wall outside earlier on. Such a boring thing to tell people. And you just start ripping my jumper off. Because obviously, when do you ever get to rip a jumper? It wasn't even like that you wanted to rip it off me. You just wanted to rip material because like you don't often get to do that.
Yeah.
And Winter was fuming.
She was traumatized.
She thought you were being horrible to me.
Yeah, yeah. She came out to me because I was out here setting things up and lighting the candle and whatever and making sure everything was good to go. And she came out and she goes, why did you rip Mummy's jumper? And I was like, there was a hole in it. Mummy said I could rip it because she was about to throw it in the bin. So I just started ripping it. I says, I'm so sorry. And then I was putting her to bed there half an hour ago. And she says to me, can I rip your jumper? I says, I'll find an old jumper with a hole in it or I'll make a hole in it and I'll put it on and you can rip it. And she went, okay.
But it's what I mean. Like her wee head was so confused. She was just like, why do you keep... But she ripped it to shreds too. And she was just like, what are you doing to her? And then obviously she doesn't know. Even explaining to her there was a hole in this jumper and I told your daddy it could rip it more. What the fuck is going on?
Like, what is she going to tell nursery tomorrow?
I know, I know.
She's
going
to go straight in, just be like, my daddy ripped my mummy's jumper off. You'll be like, oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. But remember what she says to you after her birthday too?
Yeah, she was sitting on the toilet and she was like, I really miss Anna and I really miss Elsa because they'd come to her birthday. And I was like, listen, if you're really good, they can come to your birthday. You come to your next birthday. And she was all, what? I get another birthday? And I was like, next year when you're four. And she was all, I'm going to be four? Because obviously when you're that age, you just think. That,
no idea.
You just have, it's just today.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is all it is.
You know, so I was telling her a bedtime story tonight as well, because we just make up stories for her every night. Rather than read books or whatever, and then you can just, it just keeps her more engaged, doesn't it?
Yeah, because she can put people she knows it. In it and places that she knows in it. And
I says that our babysitter came and lifted her and took her to the zoo. And she goes, what? I've never been to the zoo before. And I says, you have. We took you when you were a little bit older than Rocky.
Yeah.
And she was all, oh my goodness, what was there? And I was like, there was giraffes and elephants. She goes, I seen giraffes before. I was like, yeah, you just obviously don't remember.
He's gaslighting this child.
I know.
You've seen giraffes.
Although, yeah. Do you know what breaks my heart? Sometimes she says this to me regularly, and she did it the other day. We were driving home somewhere and she was all, mummy, someday soon, I'm going to be a big, big, big girl like you. And I says, okay, I know. And then she went, but I'm still going to be your wee baby.
No way.
Aye. And she says that to me all the time. She's like, I'm going to be so big and grown up, but I'll still be your baby. And I'd be like, like, it breaks your heart because you're like, someday you will be a full adult woman. And I will cry my eyes out because I know what the world does to adult women.
I know.
Their jumpers off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing I wanted us to try, I saw this thing and I thought, right, this is class and it does work.
Is it a quiz?
No, it's like we're going to read each other's minds.
Right?
Right.
You know I have nothing going on up there.
I know.
Like, no.
I'm also fucking
nothing.
But I'm also going, please pay attention to the instructions, right?
Right.
Actually listen to the instructions, though, seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to both say a word, any word you want, at the same time. And we're going to try and get to a point where we're going to say the same word at the same time without planning it. And so how that works is we're both going to, I'll give you an example. We'll go 1, 2, 3 and we'll say a word at the same time. You might say dog, I might say camera. And then we're going to go again and say another two words, but you're trying to link it to what we just said before. So we're both trying to feel each other out until we get to a point where we say the same word.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I think I explained that okay.
Yeah.
Right. So 1, 2, 3.
Sausage.
Three. Okay.
So now am I thinking, what will you say to do with tree? And you're thinking, what will I say about sausage? Or are you trying to link the two?
We're trying to link the two. We're trying to get somewhere that we both say the same word.
Okay.
Right. So 1, 2, 3.
Dog.
Farm. Did you say dog?
Yeah.
See, that's...
Is it sausage and tree? No, sausage,
but
dog?
But we're getting somewhere. Look, dog on a farm. There's dogs on farms.
Mm.
Right? 3, 2.
Oh, no, no. You're counting down instead of up.
Oh, sorry.
What happened there?
Right. 3, 2, 1.
Sheep.
Oh, that was so quick.
Do you know why though? You said dog and farm and I was like sheepdog.
But we both said, I know.
Mm.
That was so quick. I thought we were going to have to get there far. I thought that was going to take longer.
Yeah, obviously.
I thought it was going to take like a real boring length of long.
You and Justin did, now.
I thought you were going to say bark.
Oh my.
Tree bark.
Yeah.
Let's do one more time because that was wild.
Okay. Right. Just start randomly.
Yeah.
Just anywhere.
3, 2, 1.
Heist. Oh, that was quite close.
We spent way too much time together.
Are we both going to say the same thing now?
I don't know, do you?
I think we are.
3, 2, 1.
Vaginas.
Decorate. No, you're being.
I was going to say wall. I was going to say wall.
No, but you were going to say wall, and I was going to say decorate. I said decorate.
Yeah.
Right.
Wall.
3, 2, 1. Couch.
Brush.
Am I getting further away? That's one
of our kids
making a noise. We have to start again. We fucked it. We have to start again. You fucked it by doing vaginas.
Okay.
You ruined it. We'll start again.
I fucked it by doing vaginas.
Got that. Yeah. Right. Think of a word. Right.
Mm.
3, 2, 1. Pencil.
Frisbee.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Spool.
Sharpener. I still feel like you're looking at me like I'm, I don't know how, but I'm wrong. I don't know.
No.
You're like, That's not what I, as if you're about to fall out me for not getting.
Right, you said sharpener, I said school.
Sharpener, school.
3, 2, 1, teacher. Bag. I was going to say bag and I didn't. Should've I changed
said
it.
Bag. Should've said bag.
Wait, well, you said bag, I said teacher. 3, 2, 1, blackboard. Principal.
See, we've fucked it now. Cut this second game out, Justin, and just have it like we're made for each other.
Forget about the rest of it. That first one, though, that we got shape after three was unreal.
That was good.
I think that's the record. Do you know we have a world record?
For this.
Oh, why? No.
For
in real life?
Well, it's not a Guinness world record.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's continuous jumping on a trampoline together. And it honestly was, how long did it take? Like 35 minutes or something?
No, it was like 3 hours.
Oh, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
But it was like stupidly, like, it was for an article for something, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had an article in the Sunday
Life.
World?
We did. It wasn't the World
Sunday
of Sunday
Life.
And we like beat a world record, but it wasn't Guinness Book of Records. It was whatever the other one is.
Yeah, harp.
That no one knows about. Yeah. What, fucking Bebo. We just made it up. And we had to go and we went to like We Are Vertigo or something.
I
and
think
just
we got there and then a member of staff just goes, I'm going to do it with you. And then the three of us did it.
I know.
So weird.
So then it was just continuous. And you didn't have to do anything fancy. It wasn't even exerting that much energy. But you didn't even have to jump. The trampoline would send you back up. So you'd just be coming back down and going back up.
So how long did you do it for?
Three hours, I think.
3 hours?
Yeah.
It's not that
long. Starting for 3 hours, you know?
Like, I know. But I'd imagine there's people who've done trampolining style records for like days on end. No.
But we did research it. No. In what way?
I felt like that was shite.
Oh yeah, it was shite, but we jumped for 3 hours.
Oh, we did do that and it was a record. But like, do you know what? Like, you know, you could have a world, like, Harvey Price got a world record the other day for drawing the longest train.
For drawing the longest train?
It's 21 metres long. He drew the longest train.
Jesus.
So here's the thing, right? Pretty much anything can be a world record.
Did you ever see an old TV show? Was it on Channel 4 years ago? And it was on like late at night, but it was all these like mundane records that people were breaking. And it was like putting a pencil in a drawer and closing the drawer and then opening the drawer and putting the pencil back on the bench. And then they just like did it repeatedly for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Another one was like the longest death on camera and somebody had got shot and they were all, and like 30 people were like walking around the studio going like, and then like one guy won after 9 hours or something. I don't know.
Oh no.
But it was an old TV show. It was brilliant.
That's class.
It was brilliant.
Yeah,
just the most pathetic.
So you could get out, like, we could get a Guinness World Book record.
I'd say if you look back, we've probably broke some records. Like I won the first ever Ireland's Funniest Joke.
True.
I have
not broken any records.
I got further than any other comedian on Ireland's Got Talent in the history of the show. Two series.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True, yeah.
I
have been, but then you could just say stuff like, I am the only person from Derry to play a Ukrainian on Derry Girls. Do you know what I mean?
Broke the record?
I am the only person on this sofa to have a GCSE.
Hey, come on now.
Do you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could be.
I have nine, if you said nine GCSEs. Or five.
I've got 10.
Four.
G4?
Yeah. Do you know what happened, right? I got
you
mad.
You have to defend
English.
Yourself.
Do you want to? I feel like I almost have to defend myself in this world. I have mad's English science and drama, right? Remember I told you the drama story where it was about abortion?
It's so
I
brilliant.
Was like, I want you to have the abortion. And the girl was all, no,
you
you're about
to
say.
You could have told that story way better.
I've already told it. That's why I'm. Okay. That's why I'm just skimming over the surface. But then the fifth one was Irish. And I only picked it because the teacher was really easy and we knew it was going to just be an easy class and you were almost guaranteed a C. And we give the teacher dogs abuse, the whole GCSEs.
In Irish or in English?
In English. It wasn't very good Irish. Like, no, I was in the background. I didn't do much. I laughed at what was being done, but I was still, you could say I was an accomplice. And then it came to the oral. Oh, and she says, if you say this correctly, like she took me into the room and she was like, right, here's how you pronounce this. Here's how you pronounce this. I wrote a whole paragraph. She goes, if you pronounce that perfectly, that's your C. I did it perfectly. And she was like this here to me, like mouthing as I was talking. She was like, perfect, all this here. stopped the tape and she goes, well done, that's you, you've got your C. Thing came out in August, I got a D. And I was like, you fucker. Stopped me from getting back in for A-levels. Not that it went, but it was still...
That stopped you getting back in for A-levels? Oh, because you had to have five.
You need five. So I had five kids instead.
Well, no, no, who's laughing?
Who's laughing? Nobody?
Not you and Irish, anyway. No. It's funny the way laughs and all are the same in all languages.
Did you ever see the video on YouTube of all these people with the like world's most random laughs, and they put them all in the same studio and made them laugh? Like, and they're all
yeah. It's like everyone doing the wave, one who wants to be a millionaire. All
one
the weird
of the best
waves.
Videos of all time.
Yeah, the weird waves.
Amazing. You ever seen that?
No, I know Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I haven't seen the
Do you know when it goes on Tonight's Show and it's all like Mavis
fucking, from
Plymouth and they're doing all this
from
here.
London.
There's people in there like this here and all waving. Yeah. You're like, is this the first time?
Yeah, they're all, their waves are like out there and stuff. And then there's like, there's a compilation video of people with weird waves and one, like there's like hooks and just.
Yeah, it is. It's class.
It's really, other people don't know they're doing weird waves. They're just all, hi. Like, it's so bizarre. But in like different languages, like the. Do you know, like, for, like, oi, like, all those things have different sounds and different noises, but, like, laughing and crying's the same.
So is maths.
Maths?
Yeah, maths is the same. Might look different, but it still, you're still just counting at the end of the
day. Oh, why? So it looks the same written down in all different languages? Well, European languages, because all the numbers are...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, Chinese maths looks like... Looks like Chinese.
Oh, so you're saying like all the numbers is like if you wrote them down like letter for letter, then they're different words.
Yeah.
But when someone says like five in French, they're going to be like that sync. But
yeah. But even like the alphabet's different and different. Like Spanish alphabet's different. There's an ñ and an l ñ, and the Irish alphabet's different. I don't think there's
five
a j.
Fizz in Spain.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah. So Michelle was recently talk about like people in Barcelona, and she's like, "We've got it. We know you've got a lisp. You've just eaten something."
Spain.
Yeah. If Spain.
No gracias. I love your fella from That 70s Show, Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah,
his character's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fez. So good. Fez.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's
I never
so good.
Really watched that though.
It's so good, isn't it?
I feel like
it's on Netflix. It's probably on Netflix.
I watched it on Netflix, but that was a couple of years ago. Like, so.
Or Disney Plus. Would it be on Disney Plus, maybe? Do you know what's brilliant? Baby Reindeer. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I feel like it's a wee bit close to home for people. So.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
you can relate to it over here, but it's phenomenal. It was great, wasn't it?
Baby Reindeer is the...
Baby Reindeer.
Do you know what Baby Reindeer is? It gets so crazy. It's like the person who tells a story and it goes to like, and then, you know, I and your man got arrested and they don't quite get the reaction in the room that they were after.
They just
then
keep
they
going.
Go off on another tangent draw then, and then 14 other people got arrested and they all shot themselves in the head and then the whole building went on fire and then they're just trying to add more madness to make the story more. But that's what you feel like Baby Reindeer is, because every episode gets madder and madder, but actually it's a true story.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I've yet to do a Google deep dive on it. I meant to do a bit of a Google deep dive.
There's been interviews and stuff with them as well, and behind the scenes stuff that I've been looking to watch. But I mean, when do you get the time?
I want to go. I want to find out who the actual stalker is in real life.
I was just going around TikTok at the minute. People are like,
is that right?
Like screenshots of her and all.
Surely she's in jail.
I don't know. I don't know anything part of that. But I've never even watched the show. But I know what this woman in real life looks like at this point.
Oh, I need to look it. I need to look that up.
It's not far off the show, like, you know. She's just heavier girl with curly hair, you know.
Weren't you chatting to someone on TV recently and they said the most mind-blowing thing? They're like, when you're now creating content for TV, like a sitcom, you're writing a sitcom, a show,
it was
a
me
movie.
Yeah. Oh, I saw you were looking at Justin. I was like, hello.
No, I'm telling him because you already know the story. You told me it. It's not about me telling you.
I was never on TV.
And she basically said that you have to keep putting out like recaps. You have to keep adding recaps to your story throughout the show because people now do two things at once, which is flicking on their phone while watching TV. So
it's
if they miss a bit,
screen.
They're going to give up.
It's called second screen. So when you're writing TV shows now, you have to have the second screen taken into account, that people will have a second screen in the room, and that's their phone or a laptop or a tablet or something, and that you have to take into account that they will often look away from your TV show and flick through their like social media accounts or answer an email and then come back to your TV show. So what you're giving them can't be too complicated and has to be constantly recapped. Like just a sentence here or there, the character has to say something that keeps people informed about what happened a wee minute ago because they probably weren't watching. Because we've no, absolutely no attention span. And I don't have any attention span either. I have none.
You need to watch Baby Reindeer with like Subway Surfers in the bottom half of the screen then.
Yeah.
People jumping on Minecraft.
Some kid playing a computer game, yeah.
Why are people doing that? To keep your attention?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so stupid. Now yeah. I'm even seeing like big podcasts doing it. You know, like, yeah, yeah. Like Hot Water Comedy Club or Green Room one. They're like posting their own clips with the bottom half of the screen is like that. And then you're saying they're like 10 million views and you're like, oh, well.
But it's working. But it's like...
And the subtitles are now word for word as well. Yeah. So they're now flashing as well.
Yeah.
We're all going to end up in an asylum.
That's why people do their makeup whilst telling you a story. Get ready with me things.
Because you can't
like, you're just watching them do their makeup and then they're ingesting their story. It's so scary. I feel like you're my generation is the last one. So you're like, we've like straddled both sides of the technological era and pre-technology era. And our kids are all absolutely shafted.
They're fucked. Game over.
Shafted.
Yeah.
Our grandkids may as well not bother existing.
Yeah.
Because it'll just be shit.
It's so sad. It's...
That sounded so, like, not genuine. It is so sad for them. Boo fucking hey.
I cannot believe what they will go through later in life. Yeah.
Do you know, like...
It's awful.
But do you know when people, like, climate activists... I'm going to say something really ridiculous now, right?
Climate activists?
Yes. People who obviously give a shit about the environment. Mm. And they're like... Think about your grandkids and your great-great grandkids and, you know, the generations to come who'll you know, be living in the shithole that we've created. And I'm sort of like, well, I won't be here. I pay my taxes. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck them hoes.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sort of like, what about them? They'll be me dicks. They'll be on their tablets all the time. Yeah. They'll not
they'll
care.
They'll be out like us, fucking hunchback. Walking like aliens.
Fucking hunchback of Portadown. They'll just be, nobody will care. Those people that we're bothered about upsetting because we're making a massive hole in the ozone layer or the rainforests are dying or whatever happens to them. See those people in 100 years time that we're so worried about upsetting. They won't give a shit. They'll be on their phone.
Yeah. They'll hear a bang and they'll be like, I'm going to search on Twitter to see what the fuck that was.
Yeah. Like, they won't care.
No.
They're not
No one will
care.
Look up. No one will ever look up again.
No. I know the rainforest will be on fire and they won't care. Mm. So let's not worry about them.
Yeah.
Don't do your recycling.
Is right. Meet the parents, you know, sticking at the big activists. You
know. What do you want me to give you?
The water.
All right, okay. Plastic bottle as well, yeah, bastard.
Throw it out in the street there.
Your bottle of water. No, yeah.
Oh, I know. It's shit now how the lid stays on now on the bottles.
Because it's recyclable now. You know, that's why.
It was recyclable before.
No, it wasn't.
The lid wasn't recyclable?
No.
So what have they done?
They've made it recyclable. I know they've attached it to remind you not to rip it off and throw it away. It's also now recyclable. You were supposed to be putting your lids into a different bin.
It reminds me of a line dancer. Do you know when they have their like cowboy hats? Like with the wee thing around them, but it's at the back of their head.
It really does look
isn't
like
it? But it's just weird.
The string
it's like,
around your neck?
Yeah.
What are you
doing? Right, let me take a drink while you're laughing.
But
see,
why did you look at me like
that? I have no idea.
I went to take a drink of water and he just stared me out.
I think it was so because weird. I asked you to get me and then I undid it and then I was talking and you just lifted it off me and started drinking it. But it's, yeah, you have to like push it like right down to the back until it like clicks. Mm-hmm. Because then otherwise you're like trying to drink it and like I've tried to drink it before and it's like caught on my nose and you're like, you're trying to get it and then you're half pouring it down your face and it's...
I know, but then that might be to do with the shape of your nose.
It's not, it's the bottle. It's the lid being attached.
Okay.
Shit.
Yes, we always forgot to remind people to start too that Sex and City Hall is on. We're shooting a fun trailer this week for our new show.
It's gonna be good fun. I won't be there. I'm recording my audiobook.
Yeah. Are you recording all the jokes?
I imagine so, because otherwise, what?
I'm asking you, are you recording all the jokes or are you recording like an intro? Like, hello,
I'm recording an intro, but then I'm obviously going to, of course I'm going to tell the jokes, or I'm going to read the jokes out. But it's going to be almost like I'm reading children's jokes. So am I going to like do the wee to myself? Like, do you know, it's like,
what did the giraffe say to you?
You're going to end up doing it. You're going to fucking steal this job on me.
That was my audition. Mm. What did the giraffe say to you?
So they sent me a thing and it was like a...
for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, this is for your children's joke book that is on pre-order right now on Amazon.
On Amazon, Waterstones, wherever you get your books from.
It's called Let Me Tell You a Joke.
I did not know that. I forgot. I thought it was called Do You Want to Hear a Joke?
Is it because you...
What's
didn't...
it called?
Let me Tell You a Joke.
Let Me Tell You a Joke.
Did you not come up with the title then? No. It must have been the publishing house.
No. I came up with all these, like... They says to me, like, this is what we're thinking for the joke book. And I was like, the title. And I was like, well, could I suggest a few? Do you know, it's my book. And they were like, yeah, 100%. I suggested a few. And then they were all, is this the name of the joke book? Just kept it the same as what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're coming over on Thursday. They're taking me out for lunch. And then we're going to the recording studio. And
this week, you just got word that your book was sold in two stores in Norway.
Not two stores. It was sold to a company in Norway who will distribute it and sell it.
Aye.
2,000 books.
That's so fun.
It's great.
So fun.
So it's going to be printed in Norwegian now, which is the first...
No, is it not like Dutch or something?
In Norway?
Aye.
No, it's the Netherlands.
So what language is speak in Norway?
Norwegian.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, of course it's right.
I got 10 GCSEs, but one of them was not geography.
But where do you think they speak Norwegian? What part of the world?
I hadn't thought about it until I asked there now.
That's a question you don't even need to think about.
I know. Do you know what it was? Sometimes I'm confused about the Dutch thing. Because Dutch people are from Holland.
Hmm.
But like Dutch doesn't sound like the word Holland.
What's going Dutch? Is that
going half
riding outside? Oh. Going.
Is that riding outside?
Yeah.
That's dogging.
No. There's a term for it.
Oh no, dogging's when other people join in, isn't it?
Al fresco?
No, that's eating your lunch outside, Sean. I knew you were going to say that. Al fresco just means having a picnic.
Right. So is it gone Dutch? Gone Dutch?
To go Dutch. Dutch? To go Dutch. Dutch.
To go Dutch means you're going halfers on your dinner?
Yeah, you're paying 50-50 right. On the meal.
So you can't go Dutch by yourself?
No.
Okay. Noted.
You'd just be paying for it all?
Yeah. It's going double Dutch?
No.
Think about it. 250% is 100%.
That's true.
You're going double Dutch?
Yeah. Oh, you're too smart for GCSEs.
I know.
You fucked
up. I know. That's it. If you could rejiggle the education board, if they phoned you one day and goes, "Dion O'Doherty, we loved Sunnyside Up. Give us a subject that we'll teach in the schools from now on." What subject are you picking?
Mindfulness.
That's a great one.
I don't practice that myself. I have no idea what that even is, but I just know that everyone needs to do it.
Do you know what I think we should do twice a week? Sit for 15 minutes.
Meditate.
And just look at the wall.
Well, that's meditating. Do you know what meditating is?
Your own, being in your own thoughts?
No, the opposite.
Oh, fuck.
Doing zero thoughts. You'd be find that really easy.
Aye. I'm doing that now.
No, you meditate right now. No, meditating is, if a thought comes into your head, did you try and just like get rid of it? Do you have to try and have no thoughts? And I don't know how that's possible. It's like a black hole. How can a black hole be nothing? Surely it's something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How can you have zero thoughts? Surely there would be the thought surely you would at least be thinking, I'm not thinking anything. And therefore you are thinking something. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't have an absence of thoughts, because even knowing that there's an absence of thought is to have a thought.
I think that's why whenever you do meditate, they tell you to focus on certain points of your body, so that even though you're, like, technically thinking, you're only, like, to tell you, like, the focus on the feeling on the bottom of your feet, and that's the only thing you have to think about. But then you start thinking, why am I only thinking about the bottom of my feet?
So you're thinking?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So maybe you're just, like, one thought then.
I read a tweet earlier and somebody said...
You need to get off Twitter.
The start...
Sorry, go ahead. Twitter's shite, but I'm not going
to... It is fucking shite.
It's the worst.
Somebody tweeted earlier today and says, the start of the All Saints song, a few questions that I need to know. is it doesn't make sense in English when you think about it.
There
are a few answers that I need to know.
Yeah.
Or there's a few questions that I need to ask.
I know.
But saying a few questions that I need to know, what does that mean?
Yes, but most song lyrics don't make sense. One more time.
Yeah.
Gotta celebrate. Oh, yeah. Like, I know why.
What's the next line? Just start the dancing. Just
start the dancing. Let's start dancing.
It's definitely not let's start dancing.
Let's start the dancing. One more time. I sing that meme last week that was like, do you remember in the nightclubs in the 2000s where everyone would lose their shit to a robotic voice saying around the world, don't repeat. Around the world. And that was it. Yeah. 4.5 minutes.
Are you allowed to talk about the big black chair? That no. You could oh, fuck's sake.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Okay. Down the line.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. There's something I can't talk about.
Yeah. What were we saying there?
I don't know.
About what?
Oh, I've always deepened the skills. Yeah. I think mindfulness. I think because you're never taught. We weren't taught many things in school, but one of them was how to fucking access a sense of inner peace, acceptance of yourself, any form of like self-worth, self-esteem, confidence, those things. You weren't taught any of those things.
Yeah.
Or how to at least try and access them. Do you know what I mean? So I would say mindfulness. I would get rid of geography, big style. I've never needed it.
Yeah.
I would get rid of
maths. Like, it should be basic maths should be taught, but see all this algebra and letters over numbers and we tick in the lines. And
imagine if they got rid of teaching history and they just went, you know what? Let's draw a line. Let's draw a line here now, 2024, draw a line. Forget about all the rest of it. I wonder what things would be deleted from, like, would there be no more sectarianism? Mm. Would there be no, like, hate, racism? Because that's taught.
Yeah.
You're not born racist, you're not born homophobic. So if you didn't ever know that those things existed, you wouldn't have. It's like when I say to you, sometimes you go to winter, are you not finishing your dinner? And I'd be all, don't put a negative question out there, because I should just go, not finishing dinner, no. You know, where she go, you finishing your dinner? That gives her the option to say yes or no. But if you put it into a negative context, then she will just reply in a negative. It's like a psychological thing. So if you don't place the idea of something in front of someone, they won't know it exists. So if you remove history lessons and you don't place the concept of racism in front of someone or homophobia or whatever, they won't ever know that existed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Makes a lot of sense.
Let's get rid of history.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know we can't. It's nothing to do with us.
Yeah, but I'll ring John O'Dowd tomorrow.
Right.
He lives
right
nearby, there. Doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll ring him.
Education minister or something, is he?
I don't know. I don't.
Head of education, something like that.
What would you get rid of? Or no, what would you bring in?
I think like equality lessons and teaching men about women and women's rights and just equality and things like, no, cryptocurrency.
cryptocurrency.
No, same as you. Just, yeah, mental health, mindfulness. And stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I seen a thing once ages ago and people were saying like, why are schools not taught this here? Why are you not taught how to wire a plug? Why are you not taught just here? And then somebody commented and I was like, that's very true. Where they were like, that's your fucking job at home.
Yeah.
We can't do your job for
parents
you.
Parents need to teach you things.
Parent your children. Do you know what I mean?
But I think when you're in a school, how many hours a day in school? 7 or 8 hours, whatever. Mm. Like when you're in the specific place for that amount of hours a day as a young person, they need to take care of your mental health better. Mm. Because it's just like, and also what I would get rid of is exams and homeworks.
Yeah.
All that shit. All that. I hate all this like, oh, I'm in the top class, I'm the reading group and I get an A and that person gets a C and all. Does this categorize people? It's like, do you know what it is?
But that's society.
I'm about to say something people in very good.
Classes.
As well. Aye, exactly. But it's like, what's that thing when they go, don't judge a fish on how well it can climb a tree?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like putting all the kids into school and then going, oh, you're shit at geography. It's like, aye, but I could be a really brilliant runner. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, why are you judging him on how good he is at geography? Because that's not, he doesn't need to know those things. Because for he's going to be good at and he's going to earn a living and he doesn't need to know.
I see your point, but then do you want your child to be in the same class as stupid cunt? Do you know what I mean? I'm joking. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that's actually like a... That could be one itself. Just give someone a half an hour a day to focus on what they enjoy. You know? Like something as simple, like for example, whenever I was in school, I was always taught that I was a dopey fucker. Like just because I wasn't academically achieving what everyone else was doing.
But it's awful, isn't it?
Like I'm good at a lot of other shit. I'm good at stuff like this.
Yeah.
I'm good at outside of here anyway, you know. But,
I know what you mean. Like it's like then you're judging them on all these very specific things. Yeah.
Especially because the school we went to, they cut the budget on everything in my year. Yeah. Art was 90% coursework. Home ec, they cut out cooking completely. Jesus. It was just like written the entire way through it. You know,
art
like,
was just two crayons between these.
Yeah. PE, they were just like beep test every week, you know. Like,
the cheapest one. No, you don't need a book or a ball or anything. The bleep test, not the beep test.
I think we called it the beep.
It's the bleep.
Bleep test, I think they called it. But I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? Potato, potato. It's beep and a bleep. It's the same thing.
What would you get rid of? What subject would you get rid of?
Most of them.
Here, if it's going to pain you that much to answer, don't bother. It's fine.
I'm going through the filing cabinet in my
head. You're literally going, okay.
But see, everything's like subcategorized. Do you know what I mean? I can't just go to, like, there's no school filing cabinet. It's like, it's subcategorized into things that I have to sort of go into first. Do you know what I mean? I have to go into my childhood.
Just say math, Sean.
Math.
There we go.
Numbers.
Much easier. Will we wrap this up now? Because tickets for Sexton City Hall
are on sale now.
Tickets for...
be 2-week tour. We're going to be in Armagh Marketplace.
Ballymena Braid, Millennium Forum, Derry, Grand Opera House. Cookstown, Brenavon,
Coleraine,
Downpatrick, Down Arts Centre,
Downpatrick,
Coleraine Riverside Theatre,
Millennium Forum,
I've just said,
and the Grand Opera House, Cookstown,
and then
Armagh Marketplace.
Stop saying them again, you're repeating them.
I'm keeping it fresh in people's.
And then Gutmilf, my stand up tour. There are still a couple of tickets available for Mandela Hall and Uri, and a few left for Derry. We go out in a few weeks. Derry is May 3rd. So, see you there, guys.
It's going to be good.
See you next week.